You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Thanks to Kyle and David. Tomorrow, Shea Flynn will be here, and perhaps some other folks. We will know more about that later as the day progresses. What else is left here? This is going to be kind of odd. This hologram thing, to me, is creepy and unnecessary, and I don't know. It's been done with Elvis several times, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if it were that hot, why wouldn't they take it around the country? Just the idea of taking Elvis in hologram form on a national tour or a world tour with an orchestra would seem to be a money-making machine and a really good idea. But there must be some holes in this process or some limitations. Otherwise, they would do it because everybody wants to make money. The last one I saw the other day, which I think has already happened or is going to, was with Mr. Orbison. They had Roy Orbison looking just like he was on the stage. It was creepy as heck. And it was him, and behind him was a full orchestra and a band. And I guess it was a concert. I didn't get the entire thing. The idea of having Prince with Timberlake on the big game was quashed by the family. They said, no, no way. Tacky, we're not doing it. But I guess you can do it with anybody who had themselves filmed or what?
I guess it depends. You said you saw one with Roy Orbison.
Yes.
Did he move around a lot or was he basically standing still in front of a mic?
He was wearing a red suit. He was holding his guitar. I think there was some movement. But now Roy was not like, you know, David Lee Roth on
right,
stage.
Right, I understand.
I mean, he just kind of stood there and sang and didn't do anything much except just, you know, stand there. So that's easy to work with.
Right.
But you got somebody who is moving a lot. Now, Elvis moved a lot.
Yeah, he did all those karate moves.
Right. He's kicking and, like, you know, flipping out and kicking the air and biting the air and just speaking in tongues. But I don't know how they did that, but they did.
Yeah, I don't know that.
But it seems to be limited in how far you can go with it.
That's what I'm thinking. It wouldn't be that hard to render 3D models of the person in question, be it Elvis or Roy Orbison or whomever. But getting them projected on stage in a way that's anything other than a weird kind of curiosity.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think the tech is there yet.
I just don't think that it is possible, and I could be wrong, to do even like a one-hour show unless you've got some really, really great footage that turns into the hologram and works and plays all the hits and all that. It's just not, you know, worth the time to go on the road with something like that, I wouldn't think. This one here, I don't know how they would do this. Frank Zappa, it is odd to me, but I'm getting old and just falling apart. Well, not really. But there is a generation or two that has no idea who Frank Zappa is. If you think that some of today's musicians, be they hip-hop, be they rock, be they whatever, are eccentric. And a bunch of these people spend way too much time trying to be eccentric. It doesn't work. They're just trying too hard to be weird. We get it. Frank Zappa was weird for real and incredibly intelligent. And he was a fighter against the machine a long time ago before anybody else was. It's impossible to describe what a weirdo and how far ahead of his time he was.
Yeah, he was.
He was a trip. His albums, he did these orchestral things with rock music and did some extremely bizarre and inventive and experimental work that is legendary. But it was never a big commercial success. So many people don't have any idea who he is. And he died. When did he? He's been dead for 25 years at least. I think he had prostate cancer or pancreatic cancer, and he died way before he should have.
93.
Okay. And his children carried on his legacy for a bit. His son, Dweezil, I think, still does a tour and he plays his dad's music, which shows you how good he is, because to emulate and copy what Frank Zappa did is extremely hard. The guy was just a freak, a genius, a bizarre dude. But Frank Zappa is going on tour in hologram form, and it's called the Bizarre World of Frank Zappa Tour. It'll feature a live band along with a Zappa hologram using hours of not-ever-seen performance video taped in his L.A. home in 1974. How can that hold up 44 years later? I wonder.
Well,
technology is pretty intense, but yeah. How do you revive 44-year-old pretty primitive footage and turn it into something that will, you know, work on a stage right now?
Meticulously.
Very carefully. Amit Zappa, one of the other kids, said that he and his dad discussed 3D and holography before Frank died, and it was a concept that he really was into. Tour dates will be announced soon. Very strange. And I wonder, I guess there are fans out there that know who this guy is. He had one hit with his daughter, Moon Unit, Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Which was an unintentional hit, which he hated and she hated. But she was a teenager, and she came home one day and was talking like these L.A. kids did. And Frank was, he just loved it. It was funnier than hell. And so he had her do it, and he recorded it and right. turned it into this record.
And she exaggerated. That's not how.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was not exactly how she talked.
Is that by any chance on this service?
Oh, I bet it probably is.
Any emails? I'll kill the time for just a minute.
Kill the time for just a minute. Amy said that guy who got the Patriots Super Bowl champions LII back tattoo should have bought this other thing, which is basically a big shirt that they have, because they always print out the pair of shirts, one for the winner and or one for each team, and then they ship off the shirts that have the losing team listed as the winner off to poor people someplace to make themselves feel good.
Yeah.
Here's some clothing that you don't know what it says.
Exactly. All the homeless kids in Uganda get some Eagles t-shirts or some crap.
They're exactly like that.
Or Patriots or whatever they are.
So did you find it in there?
I did.
All right.
I'm sorry. On the hologram note, so I went to research the Elvis Presley on stage music experience.
Yeah.
And apparently it did a whole European tour, which almost every show sold out in 2014. Hmm. Over in the Netherlands, UK, Ireland, France, Germany, and Belgium. But I don't know. I'd have to research further if they've done it since then anywhere else other than here, but maybe just keep it here to keep people coming here from so Memphis gets the money because he's ours.
But it seems, though, since Elvis did never tour any place in Europe, ever, because Colonel Tom could not leave the country. He had no passport. He was. It's a long story. But Elvis could have made a fortune, but he played Hawaii, but they're a state. They shouldn't be, but they are. But he never played anywhere in Europe. So it seems to me that if that were an ongoing thing to cover every, place over there and Asia and God knows, that would work forever if it's not that laborious of a task and a gigantic deal to do it. But that was done, what, you said, in 14?
You know what, yes.
But not since then?
Well, I just clicked on something else at Graceland.com. Elvis Live in Concert 2018 dates. Tour dates in South America in April, in Europe in May and June.
I bet that they are
Italy,
a gigantic
Spain.
Success.
Wow, yeah.
Interesting. And there probably is an orchestra. Well,
yep.
That's smart, and they should do that. But I still think that if it comes down to other people, and I don't want to even mention, there are some that it just would creep people out. I mean, Elvis has been gone since 77, so that seems to be okay. The idea of seeing Prince, I thought, was beyond creepy and wrong. The Tom Petty estate would never allow that to happen. That would just be way too effed up. But in some cases, maybe it works. I don't know. But we will find out. Other things I had briefly, because we're out of time here. There are people out there, and you know who you are, who test the limits of eating hot food. And we have these stories from time to time. There's contests and stuff. And there are hot sauces that are 80 times hotter than whatever. There's a little place in New Orleans in the French Market where they sell every hot sauce known to man. And so people test this stuff all the time, and they end up, you know, burning their tongue out of their mouth. This one is a new one from Glasgow, Scotland, which I wouldn't think would be a place where you'd want to eat hot food, but who knows. The Aldwych Cafe has introduced what is called the world's most dangerous ice cream. Now, we're combining, there's a little, it's a juxtaposition of hot stuff and ice cream. So you think the effect might be countered by the ice cream and the coldness. Apparently not. It is called Respiro del Diavolo, or Breath of the Devil. It's so hot, you got to be 18 to do it and sign a waiver to eat it. Not only that, the employees that serve it have to wear gloves when they bring it to your table.
Wow.
All that being said, who in their right mind, well, that's the wrong question. What kind of idiot does it take? Apparently, well, there's no mention here of anybody eating it. The ice cream is 500 times hotter than Tabasco sauce. Mm. Now, Tabasco is pretty tolerable, but it still has a little bite to it. I got some other stuff at home that's pretty good. But this stuff is 500 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
No, thanks.
But you got to wonder the effect that the ice cream and the coolant has, or if that even matters. I guess maybe it doesn't. So who knows? Valentine's Day, Robert Irwin Jewelers, our good friends Howie and his excellent staff at all four of their stores are always on top of it for you for Valentine's Day, for your lady. If engagement is in your future, Valentine's Day might be the time to do it. If you stop in, they will discuss the budget with you and not make you feel bad because they got something for everybody's budget, and they can get you in whatever you need to start out with, and you can maybe upgrade down the road. They have a number of things, rings, the fancy-shaped center ring, the oval, the pearl, the marquise, and the princess cut. Each ring, one of a kind, because she is unlike any other, whether you like it or not. Now, they have a number of things, various price ranges, so stop in and ask, and they will show you what they can do for you. They have a gift here, pardon me, with diamonds and roses and chocolate. All of that in one lovely package, the You and Me Rockin' Diamonds, the carat, the trimmed rose that is 24 karat gold, and a free box of Denstall's chocolates. All of that is in one affordable package. And a number of other things. The gold trim roses are a hit year after year. They have free financing and a number of other good things for you to check out on the internet or inside one of the stores. They're online, rijewelers.com. The four stores are listed on there. And there's some free chocolates for you from Denstall's with your purchase of $99 or more. Robert Irwin Jewelers, always good to us. Thank you, Howie, for being on the program. Go see him. Four locations, helpful, affordable. What more could you possibly want? Okay, here for y'all that don't know who this guy is, you'll remember this song, maybe. This was on MTV every 20 minutes when it first came out. And we'll play a part of this into the break. Frank Zappa, his daughter Moon Unit is her name. She and her brother became MTV stars for a bit, and now they are likely in their 40s or 50s and don't want to know much about this. But here is the one that was a hit, surprisingly, for Frank Zappa.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.